Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
The podcast.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the show. Fletch, Vaughn and Laura.
Morning, and Vaughn, I look just like that.
I'm just showing Fletch and Laura a photo of a super ripped 61-year-old Chinese granddad called Liang Zhuang.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing. He's already starting at a lean body mass, though, isn't he? Oh. Easy to get abs.
Oh, okay. That's what.
Got it.
That's
got
what people it. Have to work just, really hard that can't get abs.
I'm
say,
just
right?
I'm just mowing him down. Yeah, because to have abs, you've got to have like 11% body. Is it like something like 11% body fat? Or even
if
lower?
If that.
Don't like, pretend you don't cry about that number every night.
No, that's just
me. No, just don't worry about it.
God. 60.
I know. But you're 61.
Yes, but is he happy? That's what, is he happy?
No, because he's always at the gym.
Because he's starving.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he doesn't have pudding.
Look how cool he looks in his little tweed coat. He's the happiest
Can't
man in the world.
Can't see his abs there. Yeah, what are they?
I see some old dudes at the gym and they are just absolute machines. Well, I couldn't imagine getting that old. He's couldn't be bothered.
Oh, no, CBF. I CBF now, so I can imagine it's only going to get worse with age.
Yeah.
Plus, it's quite quaint for an older man to have a little pucker to rest his arms on while he
all bought
says
and paid
racist
for.
Things.
Racist things and then goes, slaps it and goes, all bought and paid for.
All bought and paid for.
Oh, God.
Yep. Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
All right, three news headlines. You've got to pick one. Headline one, wrong bits in the wrong recycle bin.
Wasn't sure where you were going there when you said wrong bits.
Okay. Headline two, hungry cow causes wild goose chase. And headline three, easy arrest for police.
I don't know.
Hungry cow causes wild goose chase.
Yes.
That one.
So there's more. Is there a goose involved?
I can't say if there's a goose involved, Vaughn. It may just
because
be the
expression.
Because
it feels like there'd probably need to be a goose involved to really warrant the use of wild goose chase. Unless the cow. Cow. I'm going to have to go with the cow story.
You're going for cow.
I can't work it out.
All right, we go to Australia.
Australia.
Where a hungry cow has triggered or set off a wild goose chase. And sorry, Vaughn, there are no goose or geese. Oh. In the story.
Well, that's disappointing.
But there are search and rescue authorities who went to the Northern Territory when a locator beacon was set off, an emergency locator beacon. So, of course, all these police and search and rescue and emergency rescue teams rushed
What do you mean there's an emergency beacon? What is it in? Just in the middle of nowhere. If you have an incident, you set it off.
Well, it's like, you know, when you go tramping or if you're flying or hunting.
So you have to be carrying one.
You have to carry it and then you press the button.
And it goes.
Locates.
Yeah.
Isn't there New Zealand technology involved in the GPS?
I don't know.
Location?
But yeah, it uses GPS location so they can pinpoint exactly where you are.
Yeah.
I don't know how it gets. It's not like cell phone. It's something else. Radio waves or something like that anyway. They get to the middle of nowhere in the Northern Territory and there's no one in this field. No one at all except cows. And they're like, well, this
the
is
cow's
bizarre.
Eating the person.
Somebody's in trouble, but they're not here. But the locator beacon's around. It gets dark and one of the rescuers sees the flashing light emitting from the beacon.
Yeah.
And it turned out a hungry cow had tried to eat the locator beacon and set it off.
What was it doing there, though?
It had dropped out of a helicopter, a hunting helicopter or a rustling helicopter that they use in the Northern Territory.
Case the helicopter went down, they could locate.
But obviously it fell out of the helicopter.
So
and
they found a hungry cow.
They found a hungry cow and a locator beacon going off. That is that. No geese, I'm sorry.
So it just like knocked at it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Until it went on.
Mm.
Now, the locating thing, I said it was New Zealand technology.
Mm.
Is that the Raycom thing? Because don't they use it for weapons as well? But isn't it one of those, isn't it technology that's also used in like avalanches? You can get like snowboarding jackets with things sewn into the seams.
Yeah, I'm not.
And it makes you locatable.
So apparently, I'm just reading further down the article, they use radio beacons.
Oh, it's like a radio
relay
beacon.
So it's a radio beacon or something like that that goes beep, beep, something like that.
Because those are huge.
Beep, does it beep faster when you get closer?
You could crash your helicopter in Australia and no one would ever find you.
Well, no, because it's so huge, yeah.
The farms are so massive.
But then you're trying to control your helicopter plummeting to the ground and you don't have time to press a button, do you? Or I'd probably
forget. Say once it started plummeting, I'd concentrate primarily on button pushing rather than trying to right the helicopter. action movies have taught me anything, when they start spinning, just try to jump out and not get cut to pieces.
The Fletch, Vaughan and Megan podcast.
So the independent newspaper in the United Kingdom has compiled a list of the biggest mistakes that you can make in your 20s. And I think, just having read them and still being in my late 20s now, not sure when that happened. Oh, my God.
Goes so fast, doesn't it?
1 minute,
I'm only in my late 20s.
Do you know... Late
20s.
As in not in your 20s
anymore?
Yeah,
well, it's undefined. Yeah. It's undefined.
Right. I had this moment not so long ago where I thought, oh, God, Laura, what did you... You know, wake up in the morning and think, why'd you do that? What an idiot. It's all right. You're in your... It's all right. You're still young.
What were you specifically worried about?
I just made a slight fool of myself. And,
okay.
But I woke up and I was like, it's all right. You're young. And
wasn't
I was like
the day after your wedding or anything.
I'm not that young. No, I didn't think... We didn't go to sleep. We went to McDonald's after our wedding.
Really?
I know we're meant to be together.
Drive-through or dine-in? Because that would have been a sad photo if it was dine-in.
Drive-through. No, there was a few of us that went. It wasn't just me and the gap. But it's how I knew we should be married for... I hadn't eaten in about 4 weeks leading up to the wedding, so I was starving.
Oh, you did a bit of a David Tua post-fight.
I did. I was shredding for the wedding.
Splashed out.
Anyway, let me back to my list, which I think is it's a good list, and it goes a bit beyond put down your iPhone and take in life.
Well, okay. I'm sick of being told that by someone who is just put down their phone.
Mm. You're in your phone too much.
You've just put yours down. You can't start casting judgment on people who haven't put their phone down yet.
We went to a family wedding and Dad's like, right, devices down, family on. I said, why, Dad? He goes, I left my phone up.
family on.
I was like, okay. Okay, so here's the first one on the list. Not spending enough time with your parents.
Okay, this is one mistake you can make in your
20s. Actually, because through my late teens, early 20s, I used to think like, oh God, mum and dad, family, let's just... But now I just love spending time with my parents.
Yeah, do you know who I blame for not seeing my parents enough? In New Zealand for their regional fairs.
Yeah, actually, yes.
I mean, it's a drive. You could drive literally more than once a year. Yeah, you could drive to see your parents. No, I'm not guilty. I used to catch up with my parents heaps.
Yeah,
often.
Yeah, I'm a real family girl.
Yeah.
Trying too hard to fall in love. This person who wrote the article said they see many people wasting time, energy, and resources trying to construct a fairy tale love and make people love them.
Love me.
Love them into loving them.
Another thing Fletch is guilty of. He's trying to make people fall in love with him 3 to 4 times a week. But he only like one night, like
so cheeky and untrue, like, Laura. This is absolutely true.
People would fall in love with him all the time, Laura.
Yeah, for a very limited time. Generally 4 to 7 hours, and then get out, change his number. Yeah.
The other thing that people in their 20s are doing that is not so great is wasting time. And actually, I think we're all guilty of wasting time. Now, I waste more time on Facebook than I care to tell you.
But then that's all very subjective. Were you enjoying yourself? Then it's not time wasted. If you were doing something you wanted to do.
Was it constructive? A little bit at the time where you're looking at people going,
You use constructive there. Now that's a completely different problem.
Okay, fair enough. Saying yes to everything. We feel like taking up every opportunity that comes our way is a good decision, but it's not necessarily. Did anyone see Yes Man?
Yeah.
He's got the picture of Jim Carrey.
That would be one of the biggest mistakes people make in their 20s.
Well, because they want to please everyone. Okay. And you don't need to. You don't want to feel resentful and used because you said yes to everything.
Yeah, okay. Right, fair enough.
And then the last thing on the list is settling for less than you deserve. He says it's not too late to start a new relationship, to have children, to change the course of your education, to start exercising. Settling can be a very unpleasant experience with long-term repercussions. And I think that's actually quite a good one. Don't settle.
I understand settling in a relationship because you do see those people and then in their 30s they're like, what have I done? But it's kind of settling for having children. It's a bit late once you've got them.
Not having children.
I'm not going to have children.
I'm not going to have children. But then it's not too late now. In this day and age, when is it too late to have children now? People are having them in their 40s.
I wouldn't care to comment. Don't want to bring the wrath.
Nor should you.
Of people who have had them later on.
We'll get that list out. ZMOnline.com. Fletch, Vaughan and Megan. Tomorrow, the clickbait challenge starts and we will have 12 hours to get as many people to click through to the website,
So it's a competition. You're up for the first week.
Yeah.
And then who's going second?
Well, I guess Laura then you can go second.
I'll go second.
Next Thursday. And then Thursday after Vaughan, you'll have to bring it home. The winner will be the person with the most click things. I don't know how websites work, but clicks
unique
or something.
Browsers?
Yeah, unique browsers, I think.
Okay.
Is it
unique browsers?
Is UP. Is it
your U? UBs.
UBs.
Yeah.
UBs up. Just, now, that's just a word.
Tomorrow, okay. And we've got one of our fellow workmates, Jace, joins us from Jace and PJ. Good morning, Jace.
Good morning, guys.
Good. While Jace is here, let me tell you, tomorrow's clickbait challenge, I will be streaming kittens for 12 hours. And I only just found out yesterday that you are horrifically petrified of kittens.
What is up with that?
What are you doing tomorrow, Jace? Wake up. Come on the breakfast show. It's a surprise. You'll love it. Cats. Yeah. I hate cats.
All cats? Big cats or just little cats?
No, I'm like, the irony is I come from Australia where there's wild animals everywhere, but if you put me in a room with a kitten, I don't handle it. You know what it is? I just don't trust them.
So it's a fear or a hate?
It's a bit of both. Like, if you walk towards me with your cat, like, any time we visit PJ's parents' house in Christchurch, like, as soon as we walk in the door, she'll be like, Mookie, Mookie, and she'll hold up the cat and then bring it to me, and I'm like, I can't handle it, and I run out of the room. If you ran at me with a cat, it'd be like running at me with a knife.
Really?
Why? Right. You're like one of those people that's scared of...
They do have knives on the end of their hands, don't they, cats? Tiny little knives.
Tiny little knives. You're like one of those people that's scared of clowns or balloons. Is it like that?
No, because I always pay those people out. Don't put me in the same thing as them. I don't trust them. And I know it can't cause me that much harm, but I just think if you pass me a cat and it just started going absolutely mental, I know it's going to cut me up.
Right. Okay, so the thing is, we're going to have four of them in studio in a little pen, I guess you could call it.
Can't you just rip the video online and stream that?
It's good call.
What, like film them and then stream? No, because I'm going to
look them.
We're taking a leaf out of you and PJ's book with your cuddle, your 25-hour cuddle. We're trying. We're trying on this one.
If you learn anything from Vaughan, fudge it, guys. Fudge it.
Yeah. Totally. These cats don't even need to exist. Just loop it like on speed when he gets off the bus, but everyone thinks they're still on the bus.
Right. Well, maybe would it help if we build a wall between you and the cats?
Where are you setting them up?
Well, probably just in the corner of the studio, probably on your side.
Oh, no, do it out in the producer's area. I won't be comfortable. Seriously.
Okay.
I am in an enclosed room with cats will freak me out.
Well, it's going to be a great show tomorrow afternoon, isn't it?
Did you not have...
No, we're heading to Wellington for our BYO tonight. I'm staying in Wellington. I'm doing the show from here for the week.
Fletch, Vaughan and Megan.
A story from Columbus, Indiana in America where a guy went to a dentist to have four teeth removed. They were bad. They were rotten and need to be yanked.
Okay.
He woke up and he had all of his teeth pulled out. He had no teeth left.
Wow. How does that happen? Did the dentist get carried away?
From what I can read and tell from the story, details, they haven't released all the details because obviously this is going to be something that has to go to a court of law.
Someone's getting sued?
He may have been in an accident.
Right.
And he was put into a medically induced coma and there was just a sort of a miscommunication of sorts.
Like he wants all of his teeth removed.
There might have been some teeth in there that could have led to an infection because, you know, when you are in a coma, you're more prone to infections and stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently it's to do with not moving.
Right.
So they've got to be really careful. So there were some teeth in there that might have been looking to be infected due to the accident.
Yeah.
So they were supposed to pull four out, but they pulled all of them out.
Imagine waking up and you're just like, run your tongue. Because you know when you like get a filling, you're always like with your tongue, you're like,
feel it.
Yep. And you just go and there's no teeth there.
That would be
bizarre.
Imagine where your mouth would feel with no teeth in it. Like just, you go like that and your teeth stop.
You'd always have to eat soup and mushy things.
Oh, my God. You couldn't eat an apple. How'd you get into an apple?
You could probably get some...
Stew it. You have to stew it.
So you're like a slow-boiled...
You could eat that baby food, the apple baby food.
I do love that baby food.
It's delicious. You could get teeth made for you in the modern world we live in. I'm imagining he'll be suing them for enough to get gold teeth with an inbuilt sort of grill in it.
Yeah, this is why, because I got a text 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Hello, this is your dentist.
Oh, right.
No. You're a year overdue for your, checkup.
You should always text your dentist back and say, how are you?
No, it's an automated machine, Vaughn.
Oh, is it?
It's just from one of those short
codes.
But they
must read it if you can reply.
I don't know if you can reply. It just said, just give us a call on this number.
Oh, give us a call. Because sometimes you get one and say, like, text no if you can't make it.
Oh, right.
And then they ring you and say, oh, when should we reschedule? Because you should always ask your dentist if they're okay, because it's one of the professions that's wildly prone to suicide.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I started reading this story and about how the man had his teeth pulled out.
Yeah.
And the dentist hasn't been named.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that, you know, there's the pressures of dentistry. And then I was like, that's weird. And so I Googled suicide rates dentistry, and it's really high. It's like crazy high. Dentists are 2.5 times greater, more likely to suffer a psychoneurotic disorder than any other medical professional.
My granddad was a dentist, and a very large portion of his year that studied dentistry committed suicide. And when I say
had
large,
no idea.
More than not.
Okay, you're really making me feel bad about missing my overdue appointment now.
The dental profession in North America loses the numerical equivalent of one large dental school class each year to suicide.
Yeah, no, it's quite.
It's just always being in people's mouths that makes
This article also says, what makes them sad? Confinement. They're in a small, very sterile room for most of their working life.
Yeah.
Usually they work by themselves or with one other person that they can't really talk too much to. They are perfectionists at heart.
Right.
Apparently what attracts people to the field of dentistry is perfection.
Right.
Like, you know, if they're making you a fake tooth, they want it to be great.
It makes sense. My granddad was a real perfectionist.
Yeah. Apparently they're perfectionists are attracted to the dental industry. And whilst they do make good money, they come out of universities with huge student loans and most of them try to set up their own practice straight away.
And that's expensive.
So we're under huge economic pressure.
Wow, okay.
Time pressures, anxiety, dealing with patients, anxiety.
Okay. I'm going to have to book an appointment now because I feel bad. He's probably...
Yeah. Take some chocolates or something.
Take some...
I'll get the lecture again about flossing.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't take chocolate.
Are you not a flosser?
Well, I floss a week before I go because I book my appointment and then I floss. But he still always knows.
Does he?
Yeah, they kind of can spot that.
How long do you have to floss before they don't give you that lecture?
For the year leading up to you going.
Oh, I don't.
But do you... Have
surely
you got,
2 months.
What about those new flosser things that you don't even have to hold the floss anymore?
No, I've got,
you get a little
on the end of a stick. I've got that. I spent an hour and a half watching television flossing my teeth last night. Listen to this. That's air being squeezed through my teeth.
You are a dentist dream, Vaughn.
Listen, all of them.
I can't
What's
do that.
What's with your face, though, when you're doing
is it? Just says,
I've got to contort my mouth to get different angles of the
does it just say more about your gappy teeth?
It's a valid point.
Excuse me! Excuse me! I will not have aspersions cast on my non-Madonna teeth.
You've got lovely teeth.
Not drive anything through there.
Well, I think we should write that down. Maybe not mention
Don't
Vaughn's
mention Vaughn's gappy
teeth.
They're not gappy!
The Fletch, Vaughn and Megan Podcast. Fletch, Vaughn and Megan's Community Notices.
Hello and welcome to Community Notices, a segment of the show where we take a look at the postings on your local Facebook page and what the old crazy locals have been doing.
Yeah, if you see something you like, you just basically do a screenshot, screen cap, send it in to us.
Yes.
We get so many of these. Some we can't read out because they're a bit too far. But yeah, we do try to get
through most of them. They have to be pretty far.
Yeah.
Let's start on the Christchurch buy-sell trade page. Teresa says, does anybody have any Disney cards or stickers from Countdown to swap?
It started.
So you called this early doors that this would
be 100%. Every time the dominoes, everything, any of these supermarket collectibles, the New World minis, everything goes crazy. But this is the problem. This is the problem. These are the cards I'm looking for. Cards 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 14, 21, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, and 42. The stickers I'm looking for are 3, 9, 11, 14, 15, 17, 20, 25, 27, 28, 29, 30, 35, 42.
No.
I hazard a guess she's not doing enough.
That is not.
That's like the person at Subway that's like, I'll have everything
except
lettuce, tomato,
cucumber,
onion, cucumber.
No olives.
Yeah. Why don't you just say you just want... ham. Like, you know, like...
Ham will do.
I want ham.
Ham,
not too much ham.
That's it.
Not too much ham.
Yeah.
Next up from Vic Deals, Frankie posts on Vic Deals, hey, to the person who dropped your little bag of marijuana in Metro Willis, I left it by the Dominion Post stand. Wink. So there's a stack of Dominion Posts, and then there's a little baggie of weed under there if anybody accidentally dropped their weed in Metro Willis. And that's great. Right. I like this sort of helpful community.
I mean, all on security cameras at New World there, but don't worry about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Well, I don't know. New World's not going to stumble into that, dealing with that sort of situation. They've got other things to worry about, like people putting picnic bars in their pockets.
Well, maybe that's their new collectibles, baggies of weed.
That is going to go off. That is going to go very well. Spend $20 and then another $20 and you can have it.
Yeah.
Others from Otago Flatting Goods. Jamie asks the pertinent question. Does anybody know a Jen Baxter? Her G-kiss and nipple suckers have been delivered to the wrong flat. And the G-kiss and nipple suckers are exactly what they sound like. Wow. This is an international order too. I don't know how Jen messed up her address.
Oh, no.
That's one of those packages you never want to mess up.
They open that. That's illegal. They open that mail.
Oh, I might have fallen open. You never know. They might have had to sign for it. And they're like, well, I can't sign. This is the address granted, but I can't sign for this.
What does it say on the description for customs? Because, you know, quite often they'll put gift.
Yeah.
But what if you ordered, like, adult fun toys and they actually said, like, nipple.
Adult fun toys.
Or nipple clamps.
Nipple suckers. Nipple.
Oh, right,
I'm writing
sorry.
This down. This is
right. Okay.
This could be revolutionary.
What? Yes, what are you writing?
Yes, nipple suckers. It's on my to-do list. Next up, from the QMU area community info sharing grapevine page, Emily says, to the people that pulled up to our place on Taupaki Road at 10 past 11 last night and stole 5 bags of goat manure from our poo shop.
Oh.
If you're that desperate and in need of goat manure, then come and talk to me. I'm sure we can work out a way to help you with what you need. But please don't steal my children's fundraising efforts.
Oh,
so this kid has been going around
poo. Collecting
scooping
poo.
Up the their dog poo. Dog poo, not a good fertilizer.
No.
Goat poo, ever great. Scooping up the goat fertilizer to sell, to fundraise, and somebody stole their fundraising, their shit.
It's like, do you know, here at work, somebody was stealing out of the chocolate bar thing, and that was somebody's kids.
Yeah, but
fundraising.
Come on.
What?
That's like going into the lion enclosure covered in steak and wondering why the lions mauled you. You put you put chocolate bars that you have to pay for unguarded in a huge workplace's kitchenette.
No, but yeah.
And a lot of people in here love taking stuff that doesn't belong to them.
Oh, yeah.
I know. What's radio? Well, it's a God-given right.
It is.
Yeah.
To take things that differently should
have
been given.
Hey, Laurie, you've got a package delivered for you today. Oh, I can't get in until tomorrow morning. I'll check it out when I get there. Oh,
gone.
The package is gone. What was it? Don't know, but it tasted delicious.
Yeah, somebody signed for it. Who signed for it?
Vaughn and I have actually been taking all of Megan's packages home.
Yeah, and my skin's never looked better.
You look fabulous.
Is it looking okay? I am using quite an expensive-looking moisturiser.
Really good when you pull it down.
Don't pull. You'll get wrinkles. No, don't pull.
Don't pull. But pulling gets rid of my wrinkles.
No. But you look like you're dead.
Better to look dead and young than old and alive.
That's a very morning radio announcer look right there. Great, I love it.
Next up from the North, moving swiftly along from that subtle dig, moving along the North Shore Auckland buy sale trade page, wanted. I'm wanting to buy good brand new mountain bikes, chainsaws, battery powered tools, lawnmowers, spa pools and GoPros.
What? What is happening here?
I don't know. What you got and how much? That's how the post ends, and it's all in capital letters, riddled with spelling mistakes. Are they starting a variety store?
It sounds like
they've just named a bunch of cool stuff.
Or a store in the woods.
Actually, they could just be starting a cool stuff store.
Yeah.
Where it's actually just selling whatever they think's cool at the time.
That is such a great name for a store too.
Cool stuff store.
Cool stuff store.
The cool stuff store.
Trademark.
Where'd you get that from?
That's
cool stuff store.
The cool stuff store. Finally today from the Vic Deals page, firstly, this isn't a deal, they say, so I'll understand if it's removable. Removed. Just wondering what the biggest tub of Nutella there is out there that you can buy.
I saw one when we were in Australia. We were at the Browns in Alexandria.
I'll never forget it. There was a pig, and then I turned it, which I love. Love seeing a pig.
Right, yep.
It was called Kevin Bacon.
And they can also
That's
be
cute.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And then I turned around and saw a 5 kg tub of Nutella. And I was like looking between them, I was like, this is my equilibrium. stuck between a giant novelty-sized tub of Nutella and a delicious pre-bacon pig.
Tough
so that's where you need to go, tough Alexandria,
life.
Because this person says, I've been going through a little tub of Nutella a night.
Oh.
It's costing me an arm and a leg, and Mum will only buy me one a week. She doesn't know about the other six. Hashtag help a brother out.
That's
tag
not...
in Nutella, help me.
Sat so much sugar.
That's
you
a
be
lot
careful.
Of sugar. Yeah.
Hey, do you know what I just found out about Ferrero Rocher's?
What?
That's Nutella in the middle.
No, it's not.
It is.
I knew it tasted like Nutella, but I didn't know it was Nutella.
Is it the same company?
It's made by the same company.
Shut the
no!
front door.
No! My sister-in-law told me at the weekend we were eating Ferrero Rocher's.
Yeah.
Because it was a special occasion. You know, you treat yourself to a little Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, we had them on Sunday.
Yeah.
For Nana
what was your special occasion?
That was Nana's Sunday roast thing, and I was like, get the Ferrero Rocher.
Get out the Ferrero Rocher.
It's Nutella.
She's like, do you know this is just Nutella in this? Killed Ferrero Rocher's for me somewhat. But also inspired me to try making them myself at some stage in the future. Stand
wow,
by
okay.
for a Pinterest fail on that one.
Yep.
Those are today's community notices. If you see something on your local buy, sell, trade or community Facebook page, screen cap it and send it to ours. We are FEMZM on Facebook.
Fletch, Vaughan and backup BFF, Laura.
Quite like this story, and being that we're talking a lot about James's feet of late because of the proposition he received for some foot pictures
some
in exchange for New Zealand currency. I thought this was an interesting little chat about feet and big feet in particular. A 28-year-old from Auckland, Gustavia, excuse me if I'm saying that wrong, was told she had to wear shoes to work rather than jandals. And she said, I can only wear jandals because my feet are too big for any shoes. So she couldn't find...
How big are her feet if she can't fit shoes?
Well, 14 apparently is the... Is the size of the
female 14? Is that different than a man's 14?
No. It is. So I'm a size 10 woman, and and men's I think I'm a size 7. So
Okay.
So I think this 28-year-old was wearing men's shoes, and that's how big they are.
That's a big foot.
Because after that, started her own online shoe company specializing in high heels and larger sizes and sandals in sizes 10 to 14.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so she couldn't find heels that fit her size 11 feet. So that must be men's size 11.
Men's size 11.
You'd have no trouble finding shoes in your size, would you?
No.
Right.
No.
So I'm assuming.
Okay, and it's not hard to get men's 11 and 12s, but I guess you're a woman, you want to be wearing heels,
slightly
don't you?
Slightly more feminine shoes.
Yeah, you want, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
It's the odd pair that you can, you know, like chucks you can wear in men's.
Yes.
Because I'm a size 12, and that's pretty hard sometimes. Like, because, you know, the sample shoe size, the most popular is 9.
That seems way too small. Surely the average, they've already worked it out, though, the shoe industry.
I think it is. The average is probably like 9 or 10. It
should be a 10, 10
what
and
you,
a half.
What do you got?
11s.
You got 11s. Shoes are delicate feet. I've noticed you wear jandals a lot, so I've seen them.
Very delicate.
Delicate. They are. It is a lovely foot. It is a lovely
foot.
You
put them up on the desk so much, it's hard for me not to notice.
It's quite flat from spending a lot of my childhood in bare feet.
Does your husband, does he have to have one shoe a bit smaller because he's missing his toes?
No, he actually doesn't.
Does he pack some stuff in where the missing toes usually go?
No.
Really? And there's no slip around inside that, or there's no extra pressure put on the two toes remaining?
No, sometimes he gets ghost pains of where they were, like in the night and stuff. He'll wake up fright because he's... But no.
Do you know, I have ghost hair dreams where I wake up. I've had a dream I have hair still, but quite long flowing hair. Yeah.
What did you look like with hair?
Like that guy off the 70s show?
Nah, you see yourself.
Google you.
You see yourself. You won't find it. You see yourself and you're like, that's why fate robbed me of my hair. Last night when I was washing my daughter's hair and she was complaining, I said to her, do you know, Dad didn't wash his hair enough and look what happened. And that was my first, like,
lie?
Dad lie?
Like, good
such a dad
lie. Like my granddad with his false teeth, the granddad lie of I swore too much and my teeth fell out. I told her first, you don't wash your hair, look what happens. I tell you what, the tears stopped.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm terrified what Guppy's going to do with our children. Well, if you keep
with
doing that,
your
I'll cut your toes off like Dad cut off mine. Or whatever.
Toes will fall off.
How big do you think some of these shoes that she's selling, what women are buying, like how big?
10 to 14 is what they specialise in. She started an online store. I like this. I like the story of someone starting a business because they've noticed that they've, you know, they're not getting something.
There's a gap in the market, isn't there? What is it? Is it Valerie Adams or
she's got
massive feet?
I think she's got quite big feet, but her brother's got particularly large feet.
How big are they? Like 16, 17, 18?
Oh no, there's a swimmer as well that's got really big feet. Was it Ian Thorpe?
James
is looking at me like you can't have that big of feet.
You can. They have
people
go
into the 20s, James.
No, they don't. There's no way people go into the 20s.
Yeah, Shaquille I walked O'Neal past a shoe store once, and they had a Van shoe that was like 2 meters long.
No, that was just
that's
for
a water ski, Fletch. You've been at the water ski store again.
There's definitely just a show shoe. Like, you mean the big Vans? And they're like, oh.
Yeah, they're like as long as a
display
table.
Shoe. It's just to
look.
No, advertising.
No, it's lost property from the Giants school.
Shaquille O'Neal had size 22s.
Oh, well, I mean.
See what I mean? So he's what, James?
He's
what?
Huge.
A basketball.
He's an exception.
James, I think we could see you with an entry on WikiFeet. WikiFeet.com may have been set up by the very perverts who play with themselves to pictures of people's feet because it's Valerie Adams. It says on here, her feet have a 3.2 star rating out of a possible 5.
What?
Nationality, New Zealand, and her size is a 13 US. So she's got bigger feet than Fletch.
Wow.
Yep, a US men's 13.
Could we now, for those listening, how big, can we find the biggest feet in New Zealand? Or just how big are your feet and do you have problems finding shoes? Because you would have to go online if you were over a 15, wouldn't you?
100%.
But then it's like when you buy shoes online, you try them on somewhere first. Though the retail sector loves this banter. And and then you buy them online. If you've just got huge feet, you'd almost need custom-made shoes.
Yeah, I think that's what happens.
Could we find New Zealand's biggest feet?
Because
that's the goal.
That's the goal.
Is there a market for these big shoes? And a bit of market research on behalf of Stavias, which is the shoe brand, by the way.
Right, it turns out there is. Like, this is just blowing my mind.
My brother is 6'8", says this text, and wears a men's size 17. We've never found one in a shop, and we went to a big and tall store, but they had no nice shoes, just like orthopedic boots.
Oh, because that's the thing, they'd be so limited in the styles.
Yeah. Very limited.
I just wear gumboots.
You'd be self-conscious enough about the size of your hoof, but then to put them in a slightly the shoe. You'd want something that's a little bit jazzy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. All right, let's take some calls. Tafiti, what's the deal?
Oh, I have size 14 feet and I'm 18.
Wow. Okay.
But then they've probably stopped growing by now, right? They don't grow anymore from 18.
I've stopped checking. It just intimidates my parents, so.
What? So do you have to get your shoes online?
You have to import them from the States.
Wow. Okay. Dude, because even when I get size 12s, you look at the ones they have on display are always tiny and they look in proportion, but then you buy even a 12 and they look like clown shoes.
Yeah, fully. Like, if I see them on the store and they're like size 9s, I'd probably fit those maybe when I was 10.
Especially long, skinny shoes like Chuck Taylor's always look like clown shoes the minute they get too long.
Yeah, they do.
Because they're so
skinny. I can't wear them, or else I look like a freaking dork.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Good
right.
balance.
Tafiti, thanks for your call, mate.
Cheers, man.
Jason, how big?
I have a US size 15 men's shoe.
I'll just hold you there, Jason. Fletch, that's no way to start a conversation.
That could have really... how big?
We know what we're talking about.
Very online, didn't it? Jason, how big?
Too big.
Wow, so 15, and you would be the same. You have to buy shoes online?
Yes, it's the only place I can find them, sadly.
Okay, so we're looking for the bigger shoes, and we're going to go from a 15, and we're going to go to Joshua.
How big?
Joshua, how big, mate?
Well, these last guys got nothing.
Yeah.
Size 18 US.
Holy moly.
18!
How long have they been that big for?
Since I was 16.
Right, so they haven't grown since you were 16.
No.
Googling, how long is a size 18 shoe? A size 18 shoe is 13 and 5/16 inches.
Oh, yeah,
long.
Okay. We don't speak inches, so it's just over 12, so just over 30.
Oh, my God, that is insane.
It's a
30-something centimetres.
Then you could literally walk on water and float, like little paddle boards.
Barefoot. What a scare.
Well, it works really good on soft sand and mud. Everyone else sinks in, and I just glide along.
Are you a really good swimmer?
Yes, I am.
You've got slippers on your feet. That's unfair, isn't it?
You've heard all of this before, haven't you? So at the moment, Josh, I think in the guys' division, you're leading New Zealand's biggest feet with 18.
Well, at least I'm good at something.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can give you a certificate, Josh. Wait there. We're going to delve into the girls' shoe sizes now. Renee, good morning.
Hi.
How big, Renee?
Size 11.
Size 11. So is it a men's or a woman's size 11?
It's woman's size 11, men's size 10.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you struggle.
Fun?
You struggle to find shoes.
I do. I'm borderline pushing the edge. Like, sometimes I'll get lucky at the store, but a lot of the time I might go to op shops.
Oh, okay.
Op shops have a lot of, like, size 11 shoes just kind of floating there. It'd be like a rare find.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe other people with giant feet think, you know, I'll pass these along because it was really hard for me to find these. Mm. Raven, 14 years old, how big?
Size 12 to 13.
Yeah, so you're not finished growing yet, are you?
Nope.
So where do you reckon you're going to end up, like a 16?
Something like that, apparently.
Yeah, that's
a
big feet.
Do your parents have big feet?
No, I've got tiny feet.
How does that happen then?
That doesn't seem right.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Do you live short.
Do you live next to power
really
pylons?
No.
No, okay,
no,
so it's not
that. Out of the possibilities.
Out of here.
Yeah.
You. What about you?
So my partner has size 13 UK feet, but I have size 3 UK feet.
So he's 14 US and you're 3.
Yeah, and I'm a 3.
Oh, so we've just gone completely the other way. Wow. So you wouldn't be stealing his shoes
Can't
ever
borrow
then?
Them.
No, unfortunately not.
Wow. Okay.
You can fit both of your feet in his shoe.
Can we beat any of the male and female on the text machine?
No, we can't beat. We 18? Haven't heard from anybody who's a size larger than a size 18 men's.
Damn it, I really wanted to get to 20 just to show James it was possible.
Just a nice round number, nice round 20. But females we can. Reports of size 15 in females' shoes. They said, totally get it from my dad. My dad's the problem. He's a size 17 foot.
Jeez.
And the worst part was when they were growing really quickly.
Yeah.
And my parents would buy me shoes, and 2 weeks later, the shoes no longer fit.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
When their foot started exploding in size.
That is expensive for your
And parents. I hadn't thought about this, but somebody said my husband's got size 17 feet. It was impossible to find wedding shoes. Nice dress shoe that went with the suit. Somebody else said, my mate's size 17, an absolute nightmare taking him snowboarding because they'd never had to buy hire boots that big.
Oh, yeah.
So you couldn't hire the gear.
Can you even buy them that big? You'd need to get a bigger board. You'd be over the edges of your board and your boots.
You would need an extra wide board. Otherwise, you would be just hanging over the end of it. Someone text messaged in saying, Fletch, I can complete your puzzle. My brother has a size 20 US shoe.
Look at your little face.
That's insane. Like, it's hard enough buying 12. That's nearly double the size.
What is the deal with sizing, though?
Oh, yeah, I don't think
20 is not twice as big as a 10, is it?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Who knows? Well, there we go. That was great fun, wasn't it, New Zealand? You big feeted.
I'm going to tell. I feel now I was wondering if enough people warranted that big feet warranted reading out the website address of this business, but now I will. STAAVIAS.com is the website that was started by a South Auckland entrepreneur for people with big feet.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
ZM.
I've got a list of actors that are basically consistently in movies that are terrible.
Oh, no.
And so this is probably a good list of who to avoid.
So how they worked this out was they took Metacritic ratings.
Yep.
They took the positive feedback that had for movies, the mixed feedback that had for movies, and the negative feedback for movies.
And they had to be in a movie that had grossed over $30 million. So you couldn't just count those tiny little indie movies or movies that went
don't
straight
do
to
well,
DVD.
Right. Or just terrible movies.
So these are like big studio movies.
Right.
So
I am blown away by some of the names on this list.
You will know all of these names.
Okay.
You're more than likely all of them. Number 10, Jason Statham.
Isn't it believable?
Really?
Jason Statham makes quality action films.
What was the one where he went to jail and taught them how to play football?
Jason Statham did.
Mm, the football one.
The Whole Nine Yards. That's an Adam Sandler movie, isn't it?
No, but didn't they do that in English version?
Oh.
Was it Vinny Jones?
Yeah,
you're
that was the original. It was Vinny Jones.
Confusing.
Right.
They look the same to me.
Charlie Sheen in at 9.
Understandable. What movies has he done?
Scary movie.
Lately, though. Oh, yeah, scary movie. He was in a scary movie.
A lot of rubbish. Gerard Butler is a surprise.
No.
Next on the list at 8. Yeah, he's been in a lot of bad movies, well, which is bringing him down.
What was the one with when he died? P.S. I Love You? Was that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
don't give it away.
Because that's probably the 18% positive that he's got.
Right, okay. Hayden Christensen. Is it 7 on the list?
Oh, Hayden Christensen. So Star Wars prequels.
Yeah, hasn't done a lot since then, has he?
Jumper, that was an alright movie, isn't it?
Number 6, Cuba Gooding Jr.
No.
Now, he's been in some great movies, but a lot of rubbish.
Ah, great movie.
Great movie.
He was quite good in the O.J. Simpson trial.
He played O.J. Simpson.
He was quite good.
That was a TV movie, though.
Made for TV.
Yeah. Number 5, and these are, now we're getting to the not surprising, Taylor Lautner. Is at 5.
Taylor Lautner is an interesting one, and the first one on the list that has had no positive feedback. He is 50-50 between mixed and negative feedback. Not a nice thing to be said.
But he looks so nice with his top off.
Yeah, but then he opened his mouth and you're like, shh.
Number 4 on the list, Kevin James. Who I not
Paul
to be,
Blatt, more cop?
Yeah, enough said.
Oh my
said.
God, he's that in, was on last night.
He's
oh.
in all those terrible Adam oh, Sandler Jesus. Movies. Number 3 on the list, Ashton Kutcher.
Again, no positive feedback about any of Ashton Kutcher's movie roles.
Yeah, and number 2, and a reason I will not watch a movie, Adam Sandler.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Number 1, have a guess. We've left someone
I
off this list.
Know.
He's always in he's
Schneider.
Always in Adam
yes.
Sandler movies.
You can do it!
Rob Schneider.
Hello.
Yeah. Has 69% negative reviews for his movies.
Juice no. Was he Juice Bigelow?
Yeah, he was Juice Bigelow. No positive feedback. And like you said, 69% negative. No, Rob.
Was he still worth lots of money?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'll cry himself to sleep in his millions and millions of dollars.
Quickly Google Rob Schneider net worth.
Okay.
Do that. We've got Spy next.
Oh, yes, we do. Who got engaged?
All right,
you won't pick it.
Find out next. The Google results are in. Rob Schneider's net worth.
$15 million.
Oh, okay, so that's
okay,
probably all right.
As much as I thought,
you know, I thought it would have been more.
You know, Adam Sandler, who's 2 on the list, he's like 200 or 300 million.
Yeah.
So I'd be on a list like this.
All those people on that list, don't worry about it. Like, they've got money.
They're
doing all right. Even Kevin James got paid for Paul Blart Mall Cop. 80 million Kevin James is worth.
No, he's not.
What? No.
No, he's not.
Celebrity net worth. .net has him at $80 million US.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. Spy.
Know what's up. Spy.co.nz.
Brooklyn Beckham and Chloe Grace Moretz have been piling on some PDA at a dinner.
This. They went out for a date, didn't they?
So cute. What's even cuter? They went out with their parents as well. Not really that cute. You know how we talked about what you should do in your 20s, spend more time with your parents? Not when dating.
Right. Were they at the same table or were the parents like kind of in the restaurant but on the other side?
At the same table. Apparently it looked like a really fun family late night dinner vibe according to PerezHilton.com. Someone was there, saw them, and they were inseparable all night. They had a massive PDA thing going on. Chloe was stroking Brooklyn's arm and at one point Brooklyn had his head on her shoulder. They definitely seemed like a couple. I'm just giving her a voice. I felt like
to
she needs to be
fair, though, like at least if you went with your parents, they'd pay for it. You know,
that's
like
true.
How parents always pay for the meal
and guaranteed the restaurants they're going to are
but
not that cheap.
What parents going to be cool with watching their kid
canoodle
and PDA in a restaurant?
Well, I certainly would. I don't even have kids yet, and I know I'd find that very hard.
My parents still tell me to take my hat off at a restaurant, so I can only imagine what they'd be like if I started
playing
footsies. Smooching it up.
Yeah,
smooching with the wife. And other big news. I know a lot of gentlemen around the world will be very devastated to hear this, but Lindsay Lohan is officially off the market. She is engaged to be married to her 22-year-old boyfriend, her Russian boyfriend, whose name is Igor something. He popped the question over the weekend. She's 29, so it's a bit of an age gap. They've been dating for 5 months. It got serious very quickly.
And she's been meltdown-free lately, so she must be doing all right.
She enjoys the London life.
Right.
Well, she's been meltdown-free in the public eye.
Yeah.
Whether she's melting down, I'm not sure. He is Igor's father is a multi-millionaire businessman, so Lindsay probably doesn't need to.
Right,
not that
okay.
She's worked in years, but yeah.
Mm.
So I know a lot of... Will you be disappointed to see that she's off the market?
No.
Well, you're married, so...
Well, I'm married.
What, is this a trick question?
If you'd
Stop
asked,
trying to trap him.
If Sorry. You'd asked me after Herbie Fully Loaded...
You would have, yeah.
That was, okay. Or Mean Girls was your Champagne Lohan.
Don't mind Mean Girls.
Yep.
The Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast.
We want to do a social experiment now. We don't want to tell you exactly what it is because then you could rig this.
We just need you to call us if you're with one of your parents.
Yeah, so you've got to be with one of your parents. You've got to have brothers and sisters, or at least one brother or sister.
Yeah.
For this to work, okay. Our social there experiment.
There must be children.
Yeah.
Not child.
So I don't know. We're pretty ruling out a lot of people that aren't right now with their parents.
Yeah. But if you're with your parents now.
Yep. They've just got to be able to yell something in the background to us while you're on the phone.
Yeah.
So this is our social experiment. Let's see if this goes down. We're gonna tell you what it's about next, but we need you to call 0800-DIALS-IT-M right now, and then we'll come back next and do it.
Fletch, Vaughan and seat warmer Laura.
Okay, so we've asked you to call with one of your parents on the phone. Now, you can't be an only child to do this because our social experiment today involves some research, some findings, and it turns out that parents do, most of the time, have a favourite. Now, we're going to start with Thomas. Good morning, Thomas.
Morning, how's it going?
Good, and you're with Mum now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's Mum's name?
Larissa.
Hi, Larissa.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Mum. Now, mums are actually a guiltier party in the statistic than dads.
Because ain't that the truth?
70% of fathers confess to liking one child more than the other. 74% of mothers admitted to having a favourite child. So...
we are putting you on the spot now, Mum. Do you have a favourite child and will you admit it?
Yes. I have a favourite child.
But is it Thomas or is it one of his brothers or sisters?
Sister.
It's the sister. Come on.
Why is she your favourite?
Because she's easier to look after.
Is she?
Thomas, is this heartbreaking?
Yeah, pretty much.
She didn't even pretend, Thomas. She was just like, oh, yeah, definitely, his sister. Like, it wasn't like, oh, no, we don't have favourites, but, you know, push me a bit more and we'll see what we can dig up.
Oh, that's amazing. Thomas, I think we need to sort you out a prize.
Maybe a new mum
for that heartbreak.
Got any going.
Felicity, hello.
Hi.
So we want to know if you're with your dad at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
We want to know if your dad is like 70% of fathers who took part in the survey, and has he got a favourite child?
So, Dad, do you have a favourite child?
Oh, no, not really.
Oh, not really? Wait, Dad. Push him on it. What do you mean by not really?
Oh, that would be pretty biased if I had a favourite child.
Yeah, but you said not really, which was a bit of a slip, Dad.
Is it Felicity?
Thought about it too long. Don't think it's you, Felicity. No.
Sorry, Flicko.
Sorry, babes.
No, sorry, Flick, it's not you.
You're trying to be diplomatic, Dad, and I get that. You've got to be, don't you?
Hey, Felicity, pass the phone to your dad and then block your ears.
Okay.
She's blocked her ears.
Yeah, who's your favourite, though?
Go on, Dad.
Dad.
She was my first child, so she'd have to be my favourite.
Okay.
Brilliant. Nothing you can't push a parent
on. And that actually meets the research as well. Researchers say it's the firstborn who feels like they get preferential treatment and is often the favourite.
Now, this could be awkward because we've got a family load here. Helena, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're with both mum and dad and your brother in the car.
Yeah.
I've
got two younger siblings not with us, though.
Well, they're not favourites because they've been left at home to fend for themselves for the day. So,
okay, so should we ask Mum first? Mum, who's the favourite? Do you have a favourite?
I have a favourite. It changes depending on how good they're being.
You've got a floating exchange rate.
I regularly say to them, if I was in a rout and I had to save one of you, it wouldn't be you this week.
Oh, Mum.
That's exactly how I talk to James and Caitlin. You're right, though. It's a great parenting technique. It really keeps them keen.
Yeah. That sort of emotional distress and blackmail has been tried and true, doesn't it?
Okay, Dad, what about you? Do you have a favourite?
I have to say it's the younger ones, the little kids.
Growing up,
and the little ones are
all
smoochy
and
the little ones
aren't
on their phones all the time. Yeah.
I think we've started a family
domestic,
haven't we?
Awkward dinner. Let me nicely move along and thank your family for destroying itself live on air.
That's great. Let's hook up the family with a prize there. So nice. In fact, a board game, Monopoly. Send the Monopoly, Caitlin.
The great family fixer.
Oh, my God.
Screw you, Dad. I wanted all the railways. Woof. Uplifted. The study that told us that 70% of dads and 74% of mums have favourites also said, and this is middle child coming in with some anti-oldest child stats.
Uh-oh.
The first child, constantly being the first to do things, has given them a false sense of confidence and assertiveness within the family.
And look where we are now.
Like, you know, they're the first to ride a bike because they're the oldest, but then they think that they are the authority of bike riding within the house.
I could do BMX jumps and my brother couldn't.
This also gives them the false idea that they think their parents love them more.
They do love us more though, Laura, don't they?
Totally. We're their firstborn child. Of course they love us more.
And the youngest felt there was a firstborn bias.
Yeah.
The oldest felt there was a youngest born bias. And the middle's just like, has everybody forgotten about me again?
Yes, we have.
Over here.
Yes.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
Just right now in studio talking about James's feet. And the preparation for the photo shoot, which is coming up. James, the producer, was propositioned on Friday. It was just an innocent photo of him sitting on a tank in boots.
Yep.
That really got the foot fetish community going. Now, people have pointed out to us this is a well-known scam. Student job search, a lot of people have been approached via that and online and other ways where they will send photos of their feet and the promise of money and then not see a cent of that money and end up on foot fetish websites all over the world.
I don't have to worry because I've been sent a Prezi card, so obviously the other people are
look
stupid.
Look at your smug little face.
So you're a nude model after the photos have been taken
today. Well, no, it's a foot model. Don't,
no, I'm not. It's a nude foot though. There's no sock or jandal on there, is there? Foot models are always selling something.
It still blows my mind that someone just wants a picture of your feet. Like, you're going to send them, what, 5 or 6 pictures?
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
We're getting your nails done, your feet nails.
Pity.
See, we never really asked whether they wanted the feet, the toes done, well, but I guess it's just a treat.
We're giving them, at least you could. So Leah Light Nails, she's sending somebody, isn't she, to do the pedicure?
You need a good pedi before you get a photo.
I've never had one. So.
Just we'll give you a little sponge.
It's just lovely.
We'll give you a little sponge foot bath just to clean the foot.
Oh.
And then we're going to take photos in the actual proper Herald photo studio where they do all the like the food and the Viva, the fashion shoots.
So the flash one.
It's like a legit place. So these are going to be model type.
Wait, how much
photos
did you get in your Prezi card again?
Well, I haven't checked it yet, but I think it's like $200. That was what he
said.
That was
the agreement.
He said $200.
So you've got the Prezi card, so this is not a scam.
Well, we assume not.
You've got the Prezi card, so we can take the photos and send them. You have won.
I've won.
But you know that there's no turning back now because
once the photos are out there, the photos are out there.
Yeah. Your photos could go all over the world.
No tattoos, though. No tattoos.
Just keep your face out.
No identifying features.
No, that's my golden rule. No face and feet in the same picture.
Yeah, 100%.
You two could be joining the likes of Emma Watson, Megan Fox, and Jennifer Lawrence at 5 out of 5 stars on wikifeet.com.
That's right. There's a website as well. So we're going to film. We will blur out, don't worry, we will blur out the feet.
Yeah,
because we know for some people that's like porn. Yeah. We're going to film this photo
black
shoot
bar.
And the video will be up at ZM Online.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
So every year around Super Rugby season, you hear of stories like this that I picked up that I read last night and I thought to myself, not again. Here we go again. So over the weekend, there was a Super Rugby game at Waikato Stadium.
Yep.
A dad who had 2 of his kids with him, who was a season ticket holder,
there
went to go and watch this rugby team.
So with a season ticket, excuse my ignorance on this.
Mm.
Do you own that seat for anything that happens at that stadium?
Well, I think there are
for the
some
rugby,
you can.
For whatever you've picked it for.
Right, no, so there's options.
Because then Elton John comes
that's
and
what
plays.
That's what I was thinking.
Or
I
the Sugar Babes. And
Sugar
you
Babes.
Can't just say, well, I've got,
to them.
I've got a season ticket for the rugby. I should get this for the Sugar Babes.
Yeah, because I love that song, Push the Button.
Just doesn't work.
I think you'll find boxes have the option. If you buy a box, you can buy it all year round in a stadium, I think.
Right, okay.
So a box of what?
Like a corporate box.
Oh, like a corporate box.
Sorry,
Jesus, you should use examples I'm likely to ever be able to afford.
Soz about that.
You know when you buy a corporate box, Vaughn?
Yeah.
No.
I
haven't been invited to this company's corporate box.
We have a corporate box?
Do we have a corporate box?
Yeah, they've got a corporate box.
Even important people go to that.
Mount Eden Park. Prison.
We're all going to prison.
Eden Park, yeah.
So anyway, this dude rocks up with his kids, going to watch the rugby, into it, hot chips, you name it. But there was a bloke sitting in his seats and the dad said, oh, excuse me, mate, you're in my seats. And he said, you can off, you and your kids, off.
But he's got the seats.
And this guy just sat there and hurled expletives in front of the children, which is not very nice.
In front of the kids.
I don't like hearing that in front of the children. I think that's so wrong. But every year you hear stuff like this, particularly around
But what's the confusion? That the place couldn't have given Mr. McSweary Tongue the same ticket. So he's sitting in the wrong
Mr. McSweary
seats.
Is just being straight out rude.
Well, they should have got someone from the stadium and got them to move. Because it's not like it's sold out, is it?
No, no. I
just think go sit just somewhere else. That's my pet hate, though. You, especially the movies is the worst one. You have allocated seats. Oh. And especially if you're like me and you book previously online because you want good seats. And someone's in the seats. And then they're like, oh, just sit anywhere.
No.
That's not how it works.
And they give you a look like, what's your problem? What?
Yeah.
You're in my seat.
Yeah, they're allocated for a reason.
Only pre-book one sort of ticket, and it's movie tickets because I want to be in the middle toward the front. Not right at the front, but far more toward the front than
middle,
the average moviegoer.
Middle. Yeah.
And if someone's in the seat, so I'll straight up be like, oh, no, you're moving now. You're definitely moving.
Yeah.
Airplanes? Planes.
Do you know, I'll often, because I love a window seat, and I'll always book it. If someone's in the, you know, people in the middle seat, they love to slide across. If they get on first and they're like, well, I'm here, I'll just take it.
Yeah, or they'll go, oh, I'll slide across. You're like, no.
Normally, I'm like, hey, you're in my seat, and they'll move. Once this old lady had done it, she was a middle seat, she slid across to the window, and she's like, I would just love to look out the window. And I was
She's going to die soon.
I couldn't say it.
You got
but
head.
She totally played that old lady card on me.
Yeah.
She must know. That's like a thing.
Oh,
right?
She knew. Yeah. I'll do the same thing too.
I look forward to it.
I'll just poo myself on the plane so no one wants to sit there. But like, can we get moved to a seat that doesn't smell like old man farts and poo?
Yeah, we can accommodate you, sir. Thank you. Come with me.
Well, so we'd like to know this morning on 0800-ZM or you can text 9696, who had your seat?
And was there some drama?
Yeah, was there any drama?
Because if it's your seat, it's your seat.
Right, but then, 100%.
And if you just sit in the wrong seat, you could begin a chain reaction of complete incorrectedness.
Of drama. And that is just painful and aggressive in the end.
Yeah. So just deal with the root issue.
How bad did it get? Was there any drama?
Somebody said, I went to a gig, part of the comedy show last year, sat down in my seats, and then someone came along and said, excuse me, you're in my seat. I said, absolutely not. They showed me the ticket and they had been given exactly the same seat as me.
Oh, what do you do? First one there gets the seat?
No, we were debating it and it was all really weird. And then I looked and they actually had that seat in a Thursday's time, not the Thursday that we were currently enjoying.
That would have been so sweet to be able to say to them, you've actually got the wrong day.
And so sour to be the person that came a week early to a comedy show. That would have been absolutely awful. Somebody said on their flight to Melbourne, Greg Murphy was in their seat.
Oh, okay. The
V8 driver, Greg Murphy, the old Murph.
Murphster would give up his seat, wouldn't he? That kind of guy.
Oh, no, but maybe he was given that seat. Or did he just sit where he wanted to?
He probably can if he really wants. I actually got a text from a friend saying she was on a flight from Aspen to LA and Melanie Griffiths was in her seat.
The actress.
The actress who was married to Antonio Banderas.
Did she say, oi, I don't care who you are, you're in my seat, get out?
Sweet lips, by the way, but move. Yeah. I think she just, knowing this person, she's very polite and she would have just let, it's Melanie Griffiths.
Right.
For goodness sake.
Somebody else said they got on an airplane and this old couple had taken the wrong seat and it threw the entire airplane out of whack.
Right.
Like, there was six rows of people playing musical chairs to try to sit with the people they came with and to not have to disturb the old people who were already asleep pre-takeoff.
Oh, do you know what I reckon? I was thinking about this the other day because we were flying back from Christchurch and we were all seated. James wanted to sit with us. I reckon wait till you're the very last person to board and then just pick a seat because no one's going to know.
Right.
Pick a spare seat that's better than yours.
Right, but then you can move to a spare seat after takeoff, right?
Well, yeah, but then they
make
you go
back. But
then you
always get that little passag notice at the end of the flight. If you've changed seats, please return to your allocated seat.
I think it makes the plane unbalanced or something, Vaughn. I think there's a good reason for it.
How do they know, though? They don't weigh me when I'm getting on the plane. What if I take two people on the other side to balance out my fat ass?
Taylor, when did you get the wrong seat? Well, who was in your seat?
Well, it wasn't my seat per se, but it was my sister's. And what had happened was that in both flights to and from somewhere, someone had sat in her seat, and the thing was that it was the kind of seat where you pay beforehand to like get movies and a meal and that kind of thing.
So there was an
absolute freeloader who was getting her free movies and food.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, why didn't she say something?
Well, she's quite a polite person, so she didn't want to like rock the boat or anything. But my mum was, quite angry about it. I was just saying, you know, hey, look, I'm going to go over there and tell that person what's up. And she was just kind of like, oh, no, it's fine. But
I would not be polite had I paid for extra entertainment.
No, don't need to be polite.
$50 each way. What happened when the food came out? She just went hungry.
No, well, you know, my mum had said, hey, look, that person's in my daughter's seat, yep. So please make sure that she gets her meal. But the person ended up getting a free meal anyway, so...
No! That's not okay.
That's really getting on my...
So angry.
Text messages. Somebody said, I went to see the second Avengers movie, pre-booked my ticket. It was the best seat in the house. But unfortunately, whilst eating my Choc Top, the ice cream fell off and onto my pants, so I went to clean myself up, came back, and someone had stolen my seat.
No.
Oh, they said there was a dispute. And there are no further details on how big that dispute got, but there was a dispute.
I would throw popcorn if it came to it.
Somebody else said, I turned up to work one day and someone had taken my desk.
What?
And is that a nice way of finding out you're fired?
Moved my stuff to another desk. I was like, no, this is my desk. This is where I sit. I'd become acclimatized to this area.
Because, you know, some workplaces, hot desk. And every day they'd go to work and you'd have to pick a different desk. But people are very habitual and they just pick the same desk.
Yeah.
But then sometimes people change it up and it really throws people off.
Really?
Mm.
Really test that. Hot diskin. Really test that.
Hot diskin.
The Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast.
Fact of the day. I love facts about time and putting time into perspective.
Okay.
Do you like thinking about that? Sort of thing.
I guess
like
so,
I think
Vaughn.
Back to a point in time and how far back that was, and then I go that far again.
I saw someone tweeted the other day. It might have been a Google fact tweet. It was like, if you're 20 something, you've got this many weekends left, and this many.
How do they know? Just on average.
Just on average. I was like,
that
whoa.
Is so depressing. You got that.
Like to think about, and it didn't look like that many weekends.
It'd be like 50 times 50 if you were 20, wouldn't it? Wouldn't the average age be over 70?
I was just like, so I guess that made me go, oh yeah.
Yeah, well, this will make you go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That is
this will put time into perspective. Dinosaurs lived for such a long period of time.
How many weekends?
That, heaps of weekends than a 20-year-old. They lived for such a long period of time. This isn't individual dinosaurs. This is how long dinosaurs roamed the planet.
Okay.
So a T-Rex was closer in time to being able to attend a Justin Bieber concert than it was ever seeing a live Stegosaurus. So the Stegosaurus died out so much before the T-Rex that the T-Rexes would be closer to going to a Justin Bieber concert than seeing a Stegosaurus in real life.
Wow.
Have a little pause.
Okay, we're just thinking about that. Yep.
Yeah, just let
that's
it all...
That's a lot.
Let it all sink in because you probably think dinosaurs all roamed around at the same time, but there was all the Cretaceous, your Jurassic Park period,
Wouldn't want to be at a Justin Bieber concert with a T-Rex.
No, that would be... And certainly not if you really liked one of the songs and started dancing.
Yeah.
Arms, though. And the Bieber and the T-Rex just wants to, like, wipe his hair out of his face because he got the old Justin Bieber flick. And he's like... I love the song.
How much
eating the children? Because I find it hard to push through people to get to the front at a concert. Not a problem when you're a T-Rex. Stomp and or eat people in front of you.
People are
how much
out
have
of
you
way.
Practiced your T-Rex voice?
Not a lot. It really hurt me doing that. It felt my lungs were about to collapse. Pulling in like that.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
I won't be doing it. I'm glad it came across as good as it did. It really panicked me. As I did it. I felt like I was going to die, but then I didn't die and I was pleased, but I won't be doing it again because it's really hurt my throat too.
But you're dancing.
I'm in quite a lot of pain right now.
Have a wee sip of water.
And my water's gone too. Could it get much worse? I can be a 14-year-old girl right at the front of a Justin Bieber concert when a T-Rex comes charging through. So today's fact of the day is the dinosaurs lived for such a long period of time that a T-Rex was closer in time to seeing a Justin Bieber concert than seeing a live Stegosaurus.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
Let's talk about money. because we've got some new stuff that's hit the shelves this week. We've got all of our new notes out and about. When are we getting new onesies and twosies? Dollar coins. No. Are the coins way harder to replace?
Bring back the $2 notes.
They were a bit neat, hey?
I don't think
I like those. They didn't make my wallet so heavy.
The coins are fine. You go to somewhere like Australia or America and you just load it down with coins.
That's right. Our coins got a redesign a few years ago, didn't they? They went from those bigger, heavier things to much smaller, lighter things. But I'm thinking the ones and the twos.
Just bring them down a little bit.
1990, I think, when they made their first appearance and the $1 and $2 notes disappeared.
What happens to the other ones that you get rid of?
They shred them.
Do they?
They shred them. I've seen bags of shredded money from the Reserve Bank.
That would be such a sad day. Mm.
On a whole, and what could you couldn't be gluing them
together. They shred. You know, your office shredder would be like 5 mils wide.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and you might get like 20 from an A4. Yeah. They literally, it's like fine particles.
You could never glue them back together.
And then what do they do with them? Just chuck them in the ground? Or can you use them for like
mulch? Yeah, chuck them away, sure. But you know, people see
that. The most expensive, you're
mulching your bed of roses with a bunch of old ground up $100 notes.
But it's plastic, isn't it? So yeah, it would be useless. Good mulch. But you know, people thought
insulation.
People thought our notes were bright and some people have called them disgusting. I don't mind them. I like them.
I haven't seen too much bad feedback for our note. I thought it was going to be after the flag thing. I thought everyone was on a bit of a design high for 2016, but maybe we've got design fatigue and we've let them slide in, sort of unannounced.
You thought the flag designs were bad. Australia have topped us all.
The new Australian $5 note
is exquisite.
It's getting such beautiful comments as vomit-like and drawn by a kindergarten student and disgusting as another fine word used to describe it. To describe to you as best I can, it's retained a little of the same colour of the old Australian $5 that I was a big fan of.
Purple.
It had like... Was that the government house it had on the $5 and a beautiful aerial bird's eye view of it?
It was lovely.
It looked like a treasure map plan or something, didn't it?
Yeah. It did. Well, the new one's got, it's still got the government house on one side, but not the beautiful aspects of it. It's got toilet brushes? One of those? Or like a microbe bacteria?
It looks like there are like 6 yellow toilet brush scrubbers.
It's just not right.
It's actually, it's called a Moses something.
Okay.
It's a Moses plant or something like that.
Okay.
And yeah, Australians are just like, what?
This is so disgusting.
They're kind of like sprinkled on. The whole design, like I'm not a designer. I don't know much about design, but I know that doesn't look appealing.
Well, neither does the Treasury of Australia apparently, because this is atrocious in Australia. Are absolutely
not happy.
Somebody said, I can't believe this design was chosen when I specifically told them it needed Dame Edna Everage, meat pies, a VB logo, and an outline of the MCG on it. As one disgusted Australian.
That would have been way better than the Dunny brushes.
That would have been so Australian. But this is, if you've not seen it, have a look. Because apparently designed to assist the visually impaired. To make it easier to identify when pulling out of the wallet or purse.
Well, you'll certainly see that when you pull it out.
Yeah, even the visually impaired are like, ooh, yuck. Please do not stick that on us.
Yeah, don't blame us for
this. Don't you dare blame the visually impaired.
Yeah, well, if you're off to Australia, it's not fake. There could be some real money. Some new notes that you have to get accustomed to if you're heading to Australia for a bit of a break.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
We're going to start with Ruth. Ruthie, what's your story?
Okay, so it was the night before Easter weekend.
Okay, yeah.
And I decided to send my boyfriend a photo of my adult sex toy that was in the shape of a rabbit.
Oh my God, you started with adult rabbit and I got confused, but now this is great.
adult fun toy, by the way. Saying adult sex toy is kind of redundant because they're just for adults.
Right, okay.
And I kind of made a little caption and said, you know, Easter came early, like,
when you say. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You've just got a prison.
You've just got this new prison.
Okay, all right.
The catch is he happened to be at a family dinner.
Oh, God.
He showed his family and sent back a photo saying, oops, I'm at a family dinner.
What did he show them for?
I don't know.
They accidentally saw it or he just went, oh, what's it? Oh.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but the worst part is we had to go away. I had to go away with them for the weekend for Easter.
You didn't take your toy, did you?
No, I didn't.
Good call. Oh my!
Cut away.
You don't want to be in the batch. You don't want to be in the batch using that thing. It messes with the TV reception.
Yeah, yeah.
Start going fuzzy.
And because Mum and Dad never carpeted the batch, if it hits the ground, it's just like. echoes through the whole place.
Ali, bring it back. What happened? What's your last call?
Hi, so I was on a Kentucky in San Francisco, and I thought that a tram was just like a fancy name for a bus in America.
Okay.
So I got on, and I was like on there for a while, and as San Francisco kind of got further and further away, I was like, oh, I'm not on the right place. And so right. The bus driver kind of saw me and around non-tourist people, and he dropped me off in the ghetto. And I was in the ghetto for ages, and then I got on a train back.
Yeah.
And this homeless man just fell asleep on my lap.
Oh.
Okay, wow.
So like, he was dribbling all over my leg, and then I had to get off at my stop, and I woke him up. And he got really upset with me for waking him up. I felt really bad, but...
Okay.
I did eventually get on the right train.
But you eventually got on the right bus / tram.
Yeah. And a tram is actually not a bus.
Yeah.
Good to know. Those who are travelling.
This is why we travel, though, exactly. Isn't it, Ellie? To learn things.
Yes. Exactly.
And to slowly immunise ourselves to whatever that homeless guy differently gave you.
Exactly. I did get checked up when I got back. So
I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay, better to be safe than sorry.
No, that's true. All right, Rebecca, what's your story for last calls? What happened?
So I'm a stay-at-home mum, and I've got 3 kids under 5. So I've got twins who are 1.5.
Ooh.
You can hear them in the background now. so one of them did a poop, and the other one came over. I was holding the first one down to make sure she didn't roll away and put poop all over the house.
Yep.
And the second one put her finger in the poop, and so then I had to use one hand to grab the poop baby.
Yeah, poop baby.
Poop baby, and so... that baby turned around and poked me in the eye with her poop finger.
Oh, you got poked in the eye!
This is why I don't want kids.
Where's the oldest one at this stage?
I think the oldest one was maybe trying to be helpful, and maybe she was reading in her room. I can't quite remember. It blurs together.
How's your eye?
I didn't get pink eye. That was the thing that I was so happy
That's
about.
What I was about Thank to God. Say. Did you get pink eye? Yeah, because
oh, God. I did not.
But oh, my God.
There you go, brown eye.
Yeah, exactly. I got brown eye. And I had to try and figure out, okay, well, what do I do first? Do I clean up the bum? Do I clean up the finger? Or do I clean up the eye?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Those are decisions I make on a daily basis.
Abandon kids at that stage. You've got to look after yourself when you've got poo in your eye.
Is that putting you off having kids, Laura, hearing stuff like this?
It's not doing much for it. I'll be honest. I appreciate your honesty.
All right. Well, let's vote now for our favourite story today for last calls. Will it be the adult fun toy? Will it be the Ali's tour of San Francisco, which included a homeless man falling asleep on her lap? Or will it be Rebecca with a couple of naughty twins?
Her story. We've got a vote for Rebecca, a vote for Ruth, and a vote for Rebecca. Congratulations, Rebecca.
That was the Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast. For more, listen from 6 on ZM.
And check them out on Facebook.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.